This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Stocks rallied to end the last trading day of the month, closing a fruitful first quarter of 2024 with a fresh record high for the S&P 500. The S&P 500 and the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average popped more than 0.1% on Thursday. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite slipped about 0.1% on the day. Zooming out, though, all three major averages have now risen for 5 straight months. With markets closed for the Good Friday holiday, Thursday marks the final trading session of the quarter. It's been a banner one for Wall Street, with all three major averages rising for 5 straight months. The S&P 500's more than 10% return to start the year marks its best first quarter performance since 2019. What largely started as a mega-cap-driven rally has shown signs of broadening. Wall Street firms almost can't keep pace with the S&P's surge and have continued to move up their year-end price targets. And history suggests the momentum could continue. A final reading on fourth quarter GDP released on Thursday morning showed the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 3.4% versus a prior estimate of 3.2%. On the employment front, initial jobless claims for the last week came in at 210,000 versus estimates for 212,000. Though Wall Street is closed Friday, investors will be watching for the main data event of the week, the Personal Consumption Expenditures PCE Price Index, which contains the Federal Reserve's preferred core PCE inflation measure. RH stock rallied as much as 17% after the company's forecast impressed investors, despite its fourth quarter earnings coming in shy of expectations. RH expects revenue growth north of 8 to 10% in 2024 after a 15% drop in 2023. The company said in a letter to shareholders that demand growth is expected to rise 12 to 14% this year. In its fourth quarter, the luxury retailer reported revenue of $738.3 million, which fell shy of estimates for $777.4 million. Margins also fell as the company was anticipating demand to recover. Operating margin landed at 8.7% in the quarter, and adjusted earnings per share slipped to 72 cents, which was below expectations for $1.67 per share. And the average rate of 30-year mortgages remained below the 7% mark, but not by much, settling at 6.91% on Thursday, according to Mortgage News Daily. Another measurement tracking weekly average rates for the 30-year loan inched down to 6.79% from 6.87% a week prior, according to Freddie Mac. But homebuyers largely dismissed this week's minor drop as they wait for the Federal Reserve to cut rates, a good possibility at the central bank's June meeting. Not only would financing be cheaper, but more sellers could be prompted to list their homes, a dual benefit for those who have been sidelined by affordability challenges. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.